Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you? Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you? Hello, customer, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you?
What is this company?
This is customer support.
For what company?
We service with different companies, sir. We partner with different companies. Do you have an account with us?
I had a charge on my card for Today Health Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
For $59.89. Where was that made at?
Okay. Well, what is your first and last name?
My name is Dale Siegel.
Okay. And I do have an account for you with that name. For security purposes, you will have to verify your address.
56 Ginger Snap Lane, Selma, North Carolina, 28779.
Okay. It looks like on April the 15th, you did that entry ticket for that Makita, which is a KitchenAid. Do you remember doing that?
It's a what?
A KitchenAid. You don't remember the Makita, a KitchenAid? I think you paid the charge of maybe $2 or $3 for that entry ticket. Thank you.
I don't have any idea what this is.
Okay. So do you remember doing the entry ticket for the KitchenAid? You remember anything with a Makita?
No.
Okay.
Where was this purchase made?
It was made, you had to do a survey or something online, and it was done on April the 15th. The address you just provided to me, do you know the email memawsea1@aol.com?
Yes, that's my address, yes.
That's your email?
That's my email.
Okay, it was done with that email. That's the email we have on file. We also have the phone number 828-674-1320.
Yeah, I still don't understand what this was for.
Okay. So when the entry ticket was purchased on a web, you had to do a survey or something. You answer a few questions, you receive a free item. It was the Makita, and you purchased an entry ticket for the Makita, and the Makita is a KitchenAid, a kitchen product. You paid maybe $2 or $3 for that entry ticket back on April the 15th. Then when you did that, you subscribed to the meal planning app called the Bites Hub, and they bill you the $59.89. And what that Bites Hub is, sir, it is a meal planning app. It does let you count your calories. It also gives you recipe guides to follow.
No, I did nothing like that. And this post date was 4/18. And
okay. Well,
I did not make anything like that. No. Okay. I don't need anything like that.
Well, it posted in your account on the 18th, but the order was
I know
placed
somebody
on the 15th.
Somebody else used it.
Okay. And you didn't place this order?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay. One second.
You said it's Health Aid?
It's a Makita. It's a Kitchen Aid.
No, I don't need no Kitchen Aid.
Okay. Well, sir, I have that counsel for you, okay? Being that you stated you didn't place this, I counsel this subscription for you.
I didn't push. I don't need anything like that. Somebody else did it. They've got my account number and everything, and off of Facebook, probably.
Okay. Okay, so I got this subscription canceled for you.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to call the bank, have my credit card changed.
Okay. So is this the only thing you have accrued when you stated someone else used it? Would this be the only thing, or have there been other things that has been purchased?
This is the only thing that's showing up. I just got my summary from the bank. Just got it yesterday, and I was looking at it, and it's got the Today Health, Healthy Fitness in Arizona.
Yes, sir. Give me one second.
And no, I didn't order anything. Like, I didn't take any survey.
Okay. Okay, what I'm going to do for you today, I'm going to just go ahead and refund that $59.89 back to your card. I don't really want you to go through the process of having to, you know, shut your card down, have to do everything over and wait on a new card.
Well, if they did it one time, they'll do it again.
Well, that means they have your email. They even got your phone number, your address, and everything is on here.
I know it. So, yeah, it's best. See, that's the way they work. They always start out with something small.
Okay. Well, I'm going to refund that amount back to you. Give me one second. Okay, so I refunded that $59.89 back to your card, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, and thanks for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. You're a good one. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too.